Well, people have been talking about power outages over the last few months here in Northern California, but imagine having it go off at least once a month, fairly regularly. That's the situation that people on Treasure Island have been dealing with this year. And as KCBS Matt Bigler reports live, some want the city to give them backup batteries to help with the constant inconvenience. Matt?
Good morning, Stan. So far in 2019, the power has gone off 12 times on TI. And that's more than twice the number of outages last year. So the problem seems to be getting worse, not better. As you mentioned, some residents are calling on the city to give them backup home batteries to prevent things like spoiled food and backed up toilets. Now, the city says it's not going to do that, but according to the Chronicle, there are a couple of fixes expected to happen soon. New equipment will be installed to prevent momentary disturbances from becoming longer outages, and new indicator lights should help crews locate problems underground more quickly. The long-term solution? Totally new equipment to handle a building boom on the island, but that won't happen for at least another 10 years. By the way, residents on TI get their power not from PG&E, but from San Francisco's Treasure Island Development Authority. And the city has been dealing with aging infrastructure ever since it inherited the island from the Navy. Reporting live on Treasure Island, Matt Bigler, KCBS.